Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We pray for each listener listening, that they be enriched in everything to all bountifulness, that we may bless others. In Jesus' name, amen. As we continue mustard seed faith, we go to Luke chapter 17, and I'm reading from the Living Bible. It says, one day the apostles said to the Lord, we need more faith. Tell us how to get it. If your faith were only the size of a mustard seed, Jesus answered, it would be large enough to uproot that mulberry tree over there and send it hurtling into the sea. Your command would bring immediate results. When a servant comes in from plowing or taking care of sheep, he doesn't just sit down and eat, but first prepares his master's meal and serves him his supper before he eats his own. And he is not even thanked, for he is merely doing what he's supposed to do. A mustard seed is small, but is alive and growing like a tiny seed. A small amount of genuine faith in God would take root and grow, almost invisible at first. It will begin to spread first under the ground and then visibly. Although each change will be gradual and imperceptible, soon this faith will have produced major results that will uproot and destroy competing loyalties. We don't need more faith. A tiny seed of faith is enough if it is alive and growing. If we have obeyed God, we have only done our duty, and we should regard it as a privilege. Do you sometimes feel that you deserve extra credit for serving God? Remember, obedience is not something extra we do. It is our duty. Jesus is not rendering our service as meaningless or useless, nor is he doing away with rewards. He is attacking unwanted self-esteem and spiritual pride. Praise the Lord. Now, as we go to Mark chapter 9, verses 22 through 23, reading from the Living Bible, it says, and oft times it had cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people were came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Amen. And then we go to Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Reading from the Living Bible. It says, in reply, Jesus said to the disciples, if only you have faith in God, this is the absolute truth. You can say to this Mount of Olives, rise up and fall into the Mediterranean Sea, and your command will be obeyed. That's all required, is that you really believe and have no doubt. Listen to me. You can pray for anything. And if you believe you have it, it's yours. Amen. Now, that is consisting of faith. Faith. Faith in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says we must have faith. And let's read it from the Living Word. It said, what is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it ahead. Faith is a contrast between truth and perception. What we would know and believe to be true, and what we perceive is true. Jesus' words do not mean that we can automatically obtain anything we want if we just think positively. Jesus meant that anything is possible if we believe, because nothing is too difficult for God. We cannot have everything we pray for as if by magic, but with faith, we can have everything we need to serve Him. The attitude of trust and confidence that the Bible calls belief or faith is not something we can obtain without help. Faith is a gift from God. No matter how much faith we have, we never reach the point of being self-sufficient. Faith is not stored away like money in the bank. Growing in faith as a constant process of daily renewing our trust in Jesus. The disciples would often face difficult situations that could be resolved only through prayer. Prayer is the key that unlocks faith in our lives. Effective prayer needs both an attitude, complete dependence, and an action, asking. Prayer demonstrates our reliance on God as we humbly invite Him to fill us with faith and power. There is no substitute for prayer, especially in circumstances that seem impossible. The kind of prayer that moves mountains is prayer for the fruitfulness of God's kingdom. It would seem impossible to move a mountain into the sea. So Jesus used that picture to say that God can do anything. God will answer your prayers, but not as a result of your positive mental attitude. Other conditions must be met. Number one, you must be a believer. Number two, you must not hold a grudge against another person. Three, you must not pray with selfish motives. Four, your request must be for the good of God's kingdom. To pray effectively, you need faith in God, not faith in the object of your request. If you focus on your request, you will be left with nothing if your request is refused. Jesus, our example for prayer, prayed, "All things are possible for you. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." Our prayers are often motivated by our own interests and desires. We like to hear that we can have anything, but Jesus prayed with God's interests in mind. When we pray, we should express our desires, but want His will above ours. Check yourself to see if your prayers focus on your interests or God's. Jesus' life was one of the perfect righteousness according to the revealed law of God. Jesus' death was atoning sacrifice for the sins of His people. We are called to believe this message and live in the light of it. What is the quantity of your faith that it takes to do the impossible? For nothing is impossible for God. Have a blessed day.